BET is not even owned by black people.
Mm-hmm.
The Redstone family, they're Ashkenazi who own BET. And now look what's on BET. I mean, a lot of it's negative stereotypes and stuff like that. If black people own their own media, they wouldn't allow a lot of negative stereotypes even on there. Now, let's go back to American black culture back like 1950s, 1960s. They had very low divorce rates. They all dressed really nice. They were all polite and everything like that, you know, and with any culture. But everything started going downhill when they had somebody else take control over their media and started profiting off their own demise. Because I remember even hearing Kanye West talking about this, like 1990s. That's when all this like gangster stuff coming out.
Yeah.
And they had all these like self-demeaning music videos and everything like that. Missy Elliott and calling herself a bitch. They're all using the N-word and stuff like that. It's all like self-depreciation. But you have another group of people destroying somebody else's culture and making a ton of money in the process.
Right.
And that's not right.
Right. And they're making them look bad.
BET and all that, they should own their own media. Everyone should own their own media. But when you don't own your own media, that's when others get to exploit you for their own profit and to your own demise, man.
And they control you, basically.
And they control you. They control which way you vote and everything through that, too. Like-